Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. That music means our friends from Anytime Fitness are here, and we couldn't be happier. We want to say hello to Courtney Cadwell, Kate Torborg, and John McQuaid. They are here to tell us about making a transformation in just 21 days. First, great to see you.
Good to see you all.
So people I know are still in the gym inside because there are certain things that you can do inside and certain things that you can do outside. And I know what you love is that people just move their body no matter what, right?
That is absolutely correct, yes.
And we're supposed to get how many minutes of movement a day or a week?
You know, it's recommended to get 30 minutes three times a week.
Okay.
Is the ideal, but we would like people to move a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Just so they get in that habit of doing healthy things, getting out and off the couch and stop watching Netflix for 7 hours at a time.
Right. Well, who has time for that? But okay, yes.
binge watching is a thing. But yeah, we're going to do that by trying to do this 21-day transformation. This is our third time that we've run it, and we've run it really successful. And it's all about getting people in a new mindset and transforming their mind and getting them in a new habit and also, you know, feeling good about themselves and smiling and having fun.
And, you know, when you look at 21 days, really, it's not, you can see the end of the light of the tunnel. It's not a 21-year challenge or a 21-month challenge. I think that's what's so nice about it, is it really is something that's compact. It can fit into people's schedules. And yet, 21 days is enough to make a change in a habit, and it's enough time to really see some results. So tell us a little bit about when you've done this before. How has it worked? And tell us some of the good news stories.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really nice jump start is what we like to call it almost. I mean, it really hopefully helps either get people back into the gym and or into a healthier lifestyle, or maybe even just some people. We have current clients that they just like it because it's just kind of a change, just a little refresh, focus on something else for a while. We've had I think almost 50 people the last time and the first time. So it's 100 people that have done it. I mean, some of them maybe were repeats, but roughly 100, and they've all walked away with at least something positive about it.
Love it. John, what do you see? What are some of the things you've seen?
I believe this is my second time doing the third. Well, I've done it twice in the past, but third time upcoming here soon. But, you know, for my first time doing it, it's a filled room of people, and they're all smiling and they're all energetic, and like Courtney said or Kate said, it's something new, and that's why we've had repeat people do it. You know, it's kind of nice to have those members help the newer ones get through it too as well, and then I think they kind of make friends along the way. And like Courtney said, I think everyone takes something valuable from it, even if it's just a small victory.
So 21 days, when does the 21-day challenge start?
We start pretty much October. We'll start a little bit at the end of September with our first round of fit checks and like kicking it off. So that'll start that last week of September.
So that's a really good part to bring up. You are looking at everybody before they jump into this, just to be sure that they're ready for the 21
days.
Yeah,
I mean, we meet with everybody that's interested, that reaches out, that wants to at least chat and see if it's for them. And then when they sign up, we do a little kickoff meeting where we try to get everybody, at least half of them, in the room at one time, and do just a little 10 exercise assessment, if you will. Pretty easy. They just perform some repetitions of some exercises and see where a baseline is for them, so they have something to compare to at the end of the 21 days.
Love that. So that'll be the end of September, and then this kicks off in October.
That first week of October, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect. And, you know, that's when people have been starting to move inside then, and mm-hmm. It's a great way to jumpstart their inside exercise for the winter. So what does this look like?
This looks like a room of, you know, at first we separate the groups. One's normally in the evening one night, then the other night we do another group. Courtney said there's 10 exercises, 10 stations, and they partner up. The clock counts down. They get as many repetitions in the exercise as they can.
So is this called interval training?
It's kind of like an interval, like mini workout. It's not that long as one of our normal team training sessions, but it's like a miniature version of it. I mean, they're still going to get a workout in, but I don't think it's too overwhelming of a workout. Just more of like the basics to kind of get a base of where people are, and then at the end of the 21 day we kind of see where they've improved. But the room is like, they partner up, they do the work, they do the exercise, their partner will switch, they'll do it, and then we rotate around the room and so forth.
What if you don't have a partner? Can you still come?
Yes, for sure. So a lot of the times people meet people while they're there, and that just motivates them. So what John was talking about was the fit checks that we do in the beginning and the end, just to see how you're doing, how you start and how you end it. During the whole 21 days, you'll be working with a whole group of people doing the same exercise for about 45 minutes. There'll be three sessions a week that you'll be doing with that same group, and then you'll get a nutritional guide, so they'll show you what to eat during that 21 day. And then a lot of daily messages to try to challenge you to go through, hey, did you drink your water? Hey, how did you feel about how your day went today? How was that workout? That's kind of something that we want people to get in the habit of thinking about. Hey, this is a good thing. This is healthy. I really enjoy that.
And as we're working out, why is water so important?
I mean, to keep you hydrated, obviously, throughout your day and then through your workout. If you aren't used to working out, you're definitely going to need to increase your water a little bit, because you'll be sweating. So you'll need to increase your water intake. It was just important to make sure that you stay hydrated so you can perform your best during your workouts.
And doesn't it flush out the yuckies?
Yes, it flushes out the yuckies.
But I mean, doesn't it really? Yeah. Isn't that what it does?
Yeah,
I've never heard that before.
It is one way to put it.
Staying hydrated helps you know not cramp up during your workout, right? Either, so you don't feel like a pain in your side. You do that cramp. So that's why it's important to stay hydrated, okay. Keep moving.
And that your feet don't curl up in the middle of the night.
Right.
You ever had that happen?
Yes, never. Those Charlie horses.
Awful. Yeah.
It's terrible. You guys are too young.
True. We'll get there.
So 21 days is really enough time, you think, to change somebody.
Yeah. You know, they say it takes 21 days to create a habit and mm-hmm. 90 days to create a lifestyle. So I think just trying to implement the 21-day transformation into people who want to do it, you know, they'll see definitely a change in those 21 days, because it's kind of like a rhythm, you know. You go to the gym, you do our homework that we give you, like our daily motivation comes with a little challenge or a little task to do every
so
day.
So it's three times a week. And how often, mm-hmm. How long are those sessions?
Sessions are about, 35, 45 minutes.
Okay.
Right there, yeah.
So you could say, I'll be gone for an hour, and then,
yep.
including drive time, you'll be home.
Yes.
See, that's very manageable.
Simple. So it's
simple.
It's nice and manageable. It's only three times a week. It's not too crazy, and it's only for 3 weeks. But then hopefully you take something away from those 3 weeks to continue on, like John said, to get to that 90 days to kind of create some sort of a lifestyle change.
So I know all three of you are very into exercise. For people that are listening that say, oh, I hate exercising, talk about the psychological piece of it.
The psychological piece, I think sometimes getting through the door is just the hardest part for most people.
Okay.
Or they kind of, I think they put up this wall of excuses to prevent them from going into the gym. So therefore they don't want to go. Even like in a weight room, it can be intimidating because there's a lot of pieces of equipment that you're not familiar with. There's a lot of people in this room that know what they're doing. You might be scared. You might be unsure. But I think with psychological as well, you know,
but
a lot of other factors playing.
That's one of the nice things about this challenge, is that you're with a group of people. You have a coach that's there to help encourage you throughout the workout.
Right.
So if you're not somebody that knows what they're doing or even likes what we're doing, at least it's going to make the 45 minutes go by faster than it would if I just said, here's this workout, Mo, go mm-hmm. do it. You're going to probably just not do it if you don't like to work out. But
right.
if you come, right, it's a group. They're kind of holding you accountable, as well as the coach, because you like maybe somebody in the group, or you think it's kind of fun because of the camaraderie with the group and the coach, and hopefully you just learn something in that group that mm-hmm. maybe you'll start to like something about
it. Would you encourage people to perhaps sign up together with other friends?
Yes, yeah. For sure.
This could be a mom's night out or something.
Yeah, mom's night, sisters we've had. We've had mother daughters that mm-hmm. come in together.
We've had groups of friends.
Yeah.
It's pretty rare that we just have, I mean, every now and then, yeah, we'll just have like one person sign up, but we've had very many times where it's been like a big group of people.
Hey,
like,
let's do this together.
Like, yeah, hey, I'm doing this, will you do it too? And
like,
yeah,
mother, daughter.
I think one, the first time I think we had coworkers. There were like four coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, anybody that has been maybe thinking about that too, about trying out a gym or trying out a different workout, it's pretty easy usually if you know somebody else has been thinking about it to maybe say, hey, would you do this with me?
So this 21-day challenge will start in October, but you would like to get people in the system now. How can they go about doing that?
Yeah, so there's going to be a couple ways that you can do that. You can either find us on Facebook and send us a message that way if you're too intimidated to call or stop by. You can send us a message on Facebook. We'll be happy to answer any questions there. You can stop by.
Where are you located?
We are over in the Westview Mall.
Okay.
But I would say don't let being scared or intimidated stop you from coming in, because this is all about you and making you healthier.
Right.
And that's our goal. I mean, people are scared sometimes to make that first leap, but we're very supportive and we want to see you guys succeed.
You know, I think one of the things that people use as an excuse is, I'm so tired, I can't find the time to do that. And it really is a misnomer that the more you work out, the less tired you are, which is so weird, but it's true, isn't it? And I'll tell you another thing is that I know a lot of people are so stressed. You know what? There is nothing like getting some exercise. For me, I know it's a brisk walk where I'm on a mission to get rid of my stress. And, you know, it goes out your body in a different way. But I think that's the other piece that people don't realize with exercise. Besides getting our bodies healthy, it's our minds too.
I agree.
It's a big stress reliever.
So which kind of exercise do you think relieves stress, Courtney? Is it aerobic or do you lift weights? What do you do to lift?
Any exercise. Both work for me. Obviously, okay. Some people maybe like one or the other. Sometimes if I've had a bad day or a long week or something, just doing an hour of cardio and going crazy feels good too. But I also just like lifting weights too, and that always makes me feel better at the end of the day too. So,
how about you, Kate?
You know, I kind of like just going for a walk. When I'm super stressed, I really do like to get out into nature and just doing something that way, or being with a group of friends. So I know that their support is right there no matter what, and they can make me laugh and smile. That usually helps me a lot with stress.
How about you, John?
Two things. One, like Kate said, being in nature, I think that's really stress relieving, just to listen to the sounds of birds and the river and
it
nature.
Is.
Then the second one is just throwing on my headphones, loud music, sound out everything around me, and just focus on myself and slam some ropes or slam that ball over my head, like onto the ground. No better way to relieve stress than to let it out on ropes or on that ball.
So that's a huge bonus also. So I see you have all sorts of pamphlets and different things. Will people get some information to take home with them?
Yes, for sure.
So part of it you mentioned earlier is the eating piece. And how can you dig into that? Tell us some of the things that you're going to go over.
Yeah. So when they do sign up, they get at that fit check, that check-in, we give them an ebook and a nutrition plan for the 3 weeks. So there's a bunch of recipes on there. There's a way that they can kind of plan it all out. Like a calendar or chart that they can write it down as far as like what to be eating each day to keep them on track. And then just we kind of talk about nutrition a little bit here and there, and some of those daily check-ins as well to kind of just catch up and see how they're doing, because that one's a little harder. That one's a little more on your own. Like we'll give you some tools, but we're not going home with you and cooking your meals for you.
Right.
So you kind of have to hold yourself accountable on that one, and we kind of check in throughout the week as well to see how things are going.
But you will be helping us with that, because fueling your body is going to be mm-hmm. a big piece of this if you have not exercised
yeah.
in a long time, or if you're doing it more intensely for 21 days. So can people keep going with this? Is this going to be a weight loss thing? What are you thinking?
I mean, some people use it as a weight loss thing. We're more just trying to get people to transform something. That doesn't necessarily mean you're transforming your body mm-hmm. By losing weight, but transforming your body,
maybe your mindset,
taking away something healthy that maybe right. you've noticed you haven't been doing that maybe you should be doing instead.
Go ahead. Yeah, the main purpose of it, like Courtney just said, you know. Maybe you struggle with getting your water in. Maybe you struggle with sleep or de-stressing, whatever it might be. You know, that's what you take away from it. It's just maybe just one thing, not just maybe physically, but mentally. That's what changes your habits or changes your mind, your mindset of health and fitness.
21-day transformation is coming to Anytime Fitness in Hastings, and you and our listening audience have an opportunity to participate. What is the cost of this, please?
It's only $89, and you do not need to be a member to participate. So it's also a nice little way for you to try out the gym for a few weeks and see if you think it's for you.
Love that. And if people want to learn more, what's a good phone number?
You can reach us at 651-438-8818.
Or stop in at the Westview Center. You are conveniently located there. Great to see all of you. I hope it's a huge success. It sounds like a wonderful time to meet, 50 more people and change yeah. their yep. lives. Thank exciting. You for doing that. It is exciting. We want to thank our guests today. From Anytime Fitness, we have Courtney Cadwell, Kate Torborg, and John McQuaid. Do take part in this 21-day transformation coming up the beginning of October. You can give them a call now at 651-438-8818. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings. Won't stop, won't stop, won't stop the beat and go.